we're going to go ahead and roll into our post-race press conference with our race winner for tonight's Healthcare 200, Carson Hocevar. Carson, congratulations on that win. We'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you. We'll start over here with Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. That last lap with Lane, the contact there, were you anticipating it? Did you see that he was closing as quickly as he did? What was your take on just how all of that unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I saw he was coming fast and on his way, right? I think he probably over-anticipated how much grip, obviously. I mean, you're wore out. It's really hard to stick the bottom. And he probably didn't think I was going to go run the middle and kind of half-slide myself. And when he got down there, yeah, I'm sure he was trying to get me loose, but not trying to wreck me or him. So, yeah, I mean, all harm, no foul when you end up on top and the results stay the same, right? It'll be a really cool finish and moment that I'm sure TV and everybody will play for a long time here. And I'm really happy I'm on the right end of it. So when I get reminded of it, it's a good memory, not a bad one.
All right, we'll go to Bob.
Yeah, so he said that you flipped him off down the front stretch, but you couldn't be too mad because you won. So was that a friendly flip off, or was it or was there some meaning behind it?
No, it was somewhat friendly, right? Like it was just kind of, I don't remember what I really did, to be honest. But no, if anything, I just wanted to remind him really of just like, hey, like, I still won, I guess. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, he did a really good job. He's super, super talented. That group built a really, really fast truck. I remember watching Zane go on to win against us in that truck. And, yeah, I mean, it's all harm, no foul. And, you know, I'm sure my bird is you know, real small compared to just hitting contact. So it's all friendly. And when I see him, I'm sure we'll laugh about it.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll go over here to Daniel McFadden.
Dylan Fadden, FrenchRush.com. So, Carson, it's your first time in victory lane in a long time, two years. So, after everything, all the mayhem and stuff you've been a part of since then, what does tonight feel like?
It's really big. You know, it's been a lot of victory celebrations or a handful of victory celebrations from the Spire shop of watching it. You know, I didn't get to run any trucks last year. You know, I was really hungry, obviously, to get back into trucks. I think that year was healthy to focus on the cup stuff and focus in. And now it's, I think that was really, really important for me for not only reps, you know, confidence, everything, right? You know, if I didn't get to run tonight, you know, I qualified 22nd and, you know, just kind of down on myself, right, from qualifying the pole week before. And now I'm even hungrier to come back and try and sweep the weekend. And, that's what I mean, I live and breathe, you know, racing. If I wasn't racing tonight, I would have been in the stands watching. And, I promise you, it's a lot more fun to sit in it and, super, super cool. You know, we were obviously in contention there at Texas. I think the 11 truck was for sure the best, but you don't know on restarts, but super cool to do this only in my second start with Spire. And, you know, KBM won a lot of races, and you know, I'm really happy we can start continuing and start this journey of trend that these Spire trucks can do that.
All right, we'll come over to Cameron.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. To follow up on that, you know, do you think that putting it together complete? Because obviously, the problem at the cup level, the problem isn't the speed for you guys, it's execution and finishing. So to put together a complete race tonight, regardless of the series, does that set you up for the future cup? Does it set you up at the cup level to go out and succeed and maybe turn things around and, you know, get the execution and the finishes?
I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt. You know, when Spire acquired KBM, right, they were a winning organization, right? You know, we're not there yet on the cup level. So we know there's going to be gremlins and mistakes on my end, mistakes on the pit crew, mistakes on our car preparation. But we're all pushing the envelope. Eventually, you're going to step over it, especially at the cup level. I made multiple mistakes. If I made the mistake I did on lap one, it's a world of difference if you do that on Sunday, right? So I think it's super, super big for Spire to line up on the front row with two trucks, not only with Byron and me and race amongst each other. Obviously, the 34 was in there and was really good there at the end. But, the Fridays and Saturdays, when they are on Saturday, these are where we need to be winning and be consistent and be up front. You know, we don't have to get cute. We don't have to do track position or any games, right? We came in and pulled the left rear fender out because we were confident we could just drive back to the front, and we were able to do that. So, it's a lot of fun to come down here and be a veteran per se, and it definitely doesn't hurt when we get to Sundays. But we don't hold our head down yet because I don't think any of I think we're ahead of schedule on speed wise. We're just not there yet on finishes yet.
All right, we'll continue with questions. Go ahead.
Ryan Kim, the racing experts. Carson, first of all, congratulations on the win tonight. We talked to Corey Heim earlier this morning, and part of what my question was to him was the way that he is doing truck racing 3 years consecutive and jumping up doing cup starts. You yourself has done the truck series and jumped straight to the cup. Is this a mark of validation coming back down here and showing speed in your two starts and getting a win tonight?
It would be a disappointment not to win, right, or be in contention. But there's still really good trucks, obviously the 11, 34 and everything, and also a teammate being William Byron, who's won a lot of races. I think this was his first ever truck win, even. So to go against them, it's not easy by any means, but to execute at a really high level, I think it's important and really validating.
All right, any final questions for Carson? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.